Hello, hello, and welcome back to Release the Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I'm Harold Weaver.
And so on today's episode, I think we did this one time before as far as not starting out with a title. And as we talked or discussed whatever we were talking about, we came up with a title towards the before we ended it. So this is what's going to happen in this episode. So I'm going to come from Judges 16 verses 4 through, I guess 6. So it reads, later Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah, who was from Sork Valley. The rulers of the Philistines went to Delilah and said, we want to know what makes Samson so strong. Try to trick him into telling us his secret. Then we will know how to capture him and tie him up. Then we'll be able to control him. If you do this, each one of us will give you 28 pounds of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me, why are you so strong? How could someone tie you up and make you helpless? And so this went on for, I guess, a couple of days. So Samson was, he would tell her one thing. And then as soon as he told her, the Philistines would come in and try to do the first thing that he told them to do, and they would fail because it was like he was testing her to see if he could trust her. And so each time he betrayed her, I mean, she betrayed him, but he still stayed in this relationship with Delilah. He fell in love with Delilah, and he felt that all this attention that Delilah was giving him was because she was having the same affections towards him, when really, she was just trying to get his secret. When she finally got the secret, Samson ended up being captured. They cut his hair because his strength was in his hair. They cut his hair and they captured him. And I want to believe, you have to read that story, the whole story, that they even gouged out his eyes. And so long story short, he ended up still tearing down, bringing the walls down, not only on him, but on all of them as well. So the motto of this story is that Samson was longing to have affection. He was longing to find that mate. And so in him finding this woman that was giving him so much attention, her intentions weren't good. Her motives weren't good. She had a reason for doing it. But Samson mistook her attention for affection, like she really loved him. And sometimes in life, this can happen to us where we might be feeling that this individual that we're interacting with is having the same emotional or affection that we're having towards them, when we never really even ask the question. We really never even try to challenge it to see if it's what we're assuming that it is. And then in the end, we end up getting hurt because that individual was giving you attention, but they really wasn't having no type of affection for you. It was, they were in it to get whatever they wanted from you. Yeah.
First and foremost, is understand and come to our own conclusion, or at least look up the definition of the difference between obsession and what was that? Affection and attention. Mm-hmm. So to not know what either one actually means, it's going to be hard to decide which one that you're giving or which one that you're getting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Affection and attention sound similar, and some people might think it's the same, but it's not. And I think that Cynthia tried her best to give you guys the biblical example of what the difference is. But let's bring it home. What does it mean to you? What does attention mean to you? And then ask yourself, what does affection? It's affection and attention. Okay. So ask yourself what attention means to you and ask yourself what affection means to you. And if you can't differ the difference, then look the definition up. That way you'll be able to see whether or not you've been going, you've been living, you've been giving, you've been getting wrong definition. You've been getting something that you thought was something else. And like Cynthia said, that could hurt you. That could hurt you. That could hurt you in what way? Well, thinking that you're getting this affection and you're not. Thinking that you're giving affection and you're not. Those are two different words to mean and feel two different ways. So you got to at least get that part in before you can decide which one that you're getting and which one you're giving. And then go from there. And then teach it. Share it. Because a lot of these things that we talk about, we know that a lot of people have never talked about. A lot of people have never even heard of or considered to even use in conversations to get better detail, better clarification, better understanding of what they actually mean. So this is one of them weeks where we decided that we was going to come with two similar words that sound alike, but actually different. But you got to ask yourself, you got to do your own homework. You got to do your own research to understand and comprehend your way. So, and I say that because if you don't, then you won't be able to use it the way you need to. We can give you some examples. We can give you some head starts. But until you understand it, can you really use it? Can you really share it? Can you really teach it? Affection. Mm-hmm. And what? Attention. Mm-hmm. What do these words mean to you? And then take it from there. For me, tricky. Attention. I believe that attention can go several ways as well. It's called, all depends on what kind of attention that you're looking for. All depends on what kind of attention that you're trying to give off. It all depends on the type of attention that you want that person to be getting from you and feel coming from you. Make sense? Mm-hmm. That's one. What's the other one? Affection. For me, affection is more personal. Affection is more physical. When I think of affection, I'm thinking of touching something. I'm thinking of feeling something, literally feeling it, not internally, but external. That's the difference for me that comes right off the top of my head between the two. One is external, one is internal. And then you find a way to connect them if it's possible. Yes, I think if you can do that, if you can find a way to connect them, to bring them together, to utilize them as one, then you really have accomplished something. Mm-hmm. And you really have got something on your hands that most people not only never get, but not even realize that they can get it, mm-hmm. just never thought about going after it. Mm-hmm. Come on, sir.
I think, too, sometimes that you can have... I'm going to give an example just from my life and what I had to learn. Because growing up, my parents weren't very affectionate as far as like the touchy-feely type of family where I'm going to say on my mom's side where we hugged, we told each other, oh, I love you, and I kiss. It was just something you knew because of the things that they did. So by... you know, making sure we have food, making sure this and that. So for them, that was their way of showing affection, but it was through attention because they paid attention to what you needed. They made sure that you had what you needed. And so in them doing that attention, they mixed up the attention with the affection, if I'm making sense. Yeah. Yeah. And so because that's how I was brought up, you know, and I guess it was because on my dad's side, we did say we love each other. We did get hugs from my grandmother. But I guess the one grandmother that I was most around, I picked up that. And so in raising my own family, it was a generational thing. It was passed down. So if that's how I got the love, then that's how I showed my love to my kids. And it wasn't until one of my daughters said, "We know you love us, but we don't really think that you really care for us, like emotionally. You're not emotionally attached." That's what she said. In my mind, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm working long hours. I'm working overtime. I'm extra tired. Sometimes I won't eat so you can eat. And how dare you say that I'm not emotionally attached? But then I had to learn as I went through different situations, as I went through school or whatever. And the more I started getting in my faith and start learning what affection really was, learning what love really looked like, then I was able to turn that thing around and realize that the attention wasn't the affection. But they needed that affection to where if they got hurt, they needed to know that I was going to be there to hug them and tell them that it was going to be all right. Not say, all right, dust off, get up, let's go. It's another day. Mm-hmm. That makes sense? Okay, go ahead.
So what I've learned over this short period of time I've been around is that all of us have been raised differently. And when I say differently, I mean, like you said, the way of showing attention in the way of showing affection has been taught to us at a young age. Mm-hmm. But just that alone can't be enough, because we have to realize that because we was taught that way, everybody else wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that we get taught something the same way as someone else anyway. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep, once again, that open mind to understand that when we run up against that, mm-hmm. or run by that, you know what I'm saying? Not so much against it in a negative way, but run up against or run up with someone that has been raised differently. Mm-hmm. To understand that there's nothing wrong with that, but to also not judge them for not have been raised like you were, mm-hmm. how we were. And that's one of the tests of his own of getting past, of not being able to feel like you have to judge somebody, mm-hmm. or look at somebody differently than you would had they been raised like yourself. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of that is, like you said, generational. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean it can't be understood, mm-hmm. and still dealt with in a civil way. Mm-hmm. So that's all we're talking about. Basically, every week when we bring up topics like this, the difference between what you've learned and what you can still learn. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that we're saying that either one is better than the other, and we're definitely not comparing or judging, but just understand. And I think for us, because we've traveled a lot, it's been easier for us to understand because we actually got a chance to see it and not just read about it, mm-hmm. and hear about it. Just being able to travel in and out of the country, all over the world, seeing how other people live, seeing how other people have been raised, mm-hmm. how they talk, how they walk, all that is easier for us to understand when we start having conversations like this. But most people don't have that or have had that opportunity, mm-hmm. like we have. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're tested, mm-hmm. when we run up against somebody that hasn't been anywhere, mm-hmm. and trying to understand how they've gotten past not learning these things, not knowing these things, but at the same time have the ability not to judge them. Mm-hmm. So that's all we're talking about with these words that seem like they're the same, but they're not. And because they're not, we have to understand that most people are going to see them to be the same. Mm-hmm. And for those that we care about, for those that we love, for those that we know they would think better if we gave them different thoughts to, mm-hmm. think with, mm-hmm. that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So all we're saying is, with this topic, ask yourself what they mean to you. And then go look and see what they actually mean. And if it's the same to you, then by all means, it's been working for you, by all means, leave it where it is. But if not, if you have any type of questions of how you can use them better, then it's not too late. Mm-hmm. And it's always better safe than sorry. And give it a shot. Mm-hmm. Pray on it. Ask God about it. Ask him for some guidance. Ask him for some process. And then see what happens. It can't hurt. Mm-hmm. If it's been working for you, listen, whatever you're doing now has been working for you and you've been prospering, then by all means, stay the course, but don't be stuck in it. Meaning you can always do better, no matter what it is. No matter how good you're doing, you could do better. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with staying where you are and being comfortable and being content, but just keep that in mind that you're playing a role. You still playing a role in somebody's eyes. You're always being watched, whether it's your own or someone else that's just trying to get to where you're at or just like where you're at, mm-hmm. and would be okay with where you're at, just not knowing how to get there. Mm-hmm. My point there was you're always being watched. If you're content, by all means, stay there. But if you feel like there's something's missing, then probably is something missing. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you it's something better for you that you didn't realize either that you was worthy or you could get to. And all you really needed was a little bit more attention. mm-hmm. to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that? Mm-hmm. Come on, Sam.
So I was just thinking, like we were saying, you know, you can have, I'm just going to give another example.
Okay.
You can have somebody that's passing by your office every day and they come and they make sure they come and they smile and say, hey, good morning to you or good afternoon or good evening, whatever it is. And every day it's a ritual that when they pass, if they see you, they're going to make sure that they smile and say, hey. Now, if I was somebody who, because that's another thing too, you gotta be careful in the state that you're in. The state of being, the state of mind that you're in. Because if you are looking for or wanting or needing a companionship, you can mistake attention for affection. And that smile every day and that, hey, how you doing every day, in your mind could make you think that, oh, they like me. They want to get to know me. But you might want to test that water out before you just jump up in it, you mm-hmm. know, by having a conversation with that person and just generally talking and see where their mindset is to fill it out, to see if it is affection. Because it could be somebody trying to get to know you and trying to pull you in or whatever. But you will never know unless you try. So the thing I heard on Sunday that my pastor said is that a lot of times, we can get so much, and there's a passage in the Bible that talks about that, how you can be so spiritually minded, but no earthly good. And what that means is that you can be so all God, hallelujah, every day, I'm blessed and all this kind of stuff. But then when it comes to common sense, you can't figure stuff out. You can't sense the room. People could be upset. Whatever, you coming in smiling, happy because you're in this spiritual thing, thinking that everybody's up there with you and that you're not having any common sense with it. So you gotta bring those two things together. You gotta have a spiritual mindset, but you also gotta have some wisdom with that, because you know the Bible says we have to live on earth. We might be spiritual beings, but we're having an earthly experience, and that means that your body's going to feel whatever hits it, hurts it, or whatever. If you fall in love with somebody and they break your heart is still going to be broken. It doesn't matter how much spiritual happiness or whatever you're trying to feel like that you have, but you have to have a balance between the two. And so sometimes he was saying, if you're not careful, if you don't get that heart mended before you start reaching out for another relationship, you end up making careless mistakes. And you end up making the wrong choice. And you end up being in something worse than what you came out of. Because you never fully healed. You never fully allowed yourself to be in the right state of mind. Harold.
I don't know if you were searching for, but I think you could have used this compassion. Because I get accused all the time of being too happy and walking in the room smiling for no reason. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But what I'm working on is my compassion for someone else's unhappiness. Mm-hmm. Someone else's state of mind. Someone else's issues and problems that I have no clue whatsoever that they might be dealing with. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on. I'm not trying to take away from where I'm at because I've been there. Now, I might not have been where everybody else has been or where they're at, but I've been in that state of mind where I felt like I was at my worst. Mm-hmm. I felt like, you know, there was nothing else I could do to get any better or to get out of what I got myself into. Mm-hmm. So I've been there. But having said that, that's where I felt like what I could do and has been working for me is work on my compassion for other people's feelings, other people's thoughts. And just try to balance it where I'm not trying to override where I'm at, but I'm also trying not to ignore where somebody else is mm-hmm. so I can help them. Mm-hmm. Help them in any way possible to feel a little better or do a little more than they feel like they can do on their own. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been allowing me mm-hmm. to be more helpful mm-hmm. and more inspiring. Mm-hmm. Just having and reminding myself to work on my compassion. Mm-hmm. But back to the topic of the day, attention. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, what does it mean to you? How have you used it? And how can you get better at it? Versus affection. What does that mean to you? Mm-hmm. Have you gotten enough to be able to give some back? Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with what you got? Are you satisfied with what you're getting? And then ask yourself, is the people you love, are they getting it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even if they're not getting it from you, just pay a little bit more attention to those ones that you love more than a little bit more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And just open the conversation. Open the book. Sit them down. Have these conversations. So you might be, and I say this because you might be dealing with people, family, friends, whatever, that just don't know how to speak on what they're going through. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to open up to ask for help or open up to even let you know they need help. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's where we have to come in and find a way to open that book, mm-hmm. open that dialogue, get them to talking about something. I found out if you get on the right subject, depending on who you're talking to, they'll find a way to get on their subject that they really need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And just looking for that right person that they could trust just enough to open up, to get all that junk out so they can start clean, so they can start fresh. Mm-hmm. And where's that come from? That attention. Mm-hmm. The extra attention. Mm-hmm. That sometimes might lead to a little bit more affection. Take us home, man.
So I think the title is going to be attention or affection. Are they the same or not? I think that could be the title. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you have any comments, any concerns, reach out to us at releaseitpodcast@gmail.com. Please give us any comments that you would like to say, any topics you would prefer to hear us talk about. Just anything you'd like to share with us, you can reach us on that email. Also, rate us on the apps that you listen to us on. And please share. Sharing is caring. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, so God, once again, we say thank you for this opportunity, because it is an opportunity that you allow us to be able to do this. I know last week we talked about you are the I am. And so even in this, the I am has showed up. The I am is making the difference. The I am is all that we need. And so, God, I pray that the I am would reach all these fans that are listening to this podcast, and that they would be able to be enriched by the I am, that they would get a little bit closer into knowing who the I am is in their lives, so they can share you with other people. And so, God, we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Next week, y'all.
We're out. I'm going down.